Pamechai brings on sefek, anything a person drinks in the Suda, one bracha is enough. Unless he had, when you had made a bracha, you didn't have that to drink. Then it's called, you didn't have das to drink, and then you numlach, he went and made another bracha. So basically, like we mentioned last time, and there's somebody makes kiddush, do you make a bracha and drink during the Suda? So basically the answer is, if it's normal for you to drink during the Suda, you do not make a bracha. If it's not normal for you to drink, then one would go ahead and make a bracha. The Taz brings down, who didn't learn achila? He brought bread, and you ate, and then afterwards you want to eat more, and you went to the makolot again, you have to make another bracha. Why? Because maitz mechir, you want to eat more, and otherwise, why buying a little bit at a time? So the fact that I'm buying a little bit at a time is a simon that you don't mean to have das on it, therefore you have to go and make another bracha. But he said, if it's in your house, so then, it's like said, nimlach, because derech adam, the person starts eating, and he decides he wants some more, and therefore, you're not making a bracha. So basically, in your house, you don't make a bracha. If it's in the makolot, you go ahead and do make a bracha. Now, some people live very close to makolot. Like, I live down, I live right upstairs from Mayan Alpayim. So, you know, we call Mayan Alpayim our pantry. Maybe somebody just go down and get it. So the question is that already considered that it's like in the house or not? Huh? That depends on the regulus. It depends on what the situation is. It depends on whatever the regulus is. Well, let's go to a different case. Let's say you go to a restaurant, okay, and you buy something. You buy two slices, and they say, I want a third slice. So what happens over there?
That
what? So if it's something which that's a normal thing which a person does, you go to a restaurant, you order, and then you see if you fall, then you decide you order another thing, then you order another thing. That's a normal regulus. Take a matzah of a person does, then ekonami. Then that, well? It's not an individual. If a person's a very, if a person is, we'll call musadar or thought out or worked out, whatever you want to call it. We'll try to keep things in a positive, we'll keep the negative. But we'll try to keep things a positive. outlook that then the basically like this, anything which is normal is whatever. If it's normal for a person to go to a restaurant, that's how a person does. You order one thing, they order another thing, you see if you fall, then in the chanami you would not make a bracha. If it would not be normal, you would go ahead and make a bracha. It might be totally societal, it might be totally in we discussed them like maybe anyone over here English? Who's English? So like the English Mustama more Mustadar, no? Like, you go into a restaurant, you say what you want, right? And, like, you order again, usually? You don't go to a restaurant, curiously, forget. But, you know, it might be a little, you know, societal. But, you know, definitely that's dark of a kach, and the person would not go ahead and make another bracha. Yeah, it says that they're sending you things, and you come to Suda, they're giving you a lot of cases, you don't know if you're going to get it. So, like, there's a nimlach each time, because you don't know if you're going to get it. So, because it's soon, you don't know if it's going to get to you. You make a bracha because it's called nimlach. Why? Because you don't know if it's going to get to you. So a person doesn't have das, which is this is could be negay. Let's say a bris. You know, makes a bracha and they start passing it around. So a lot of times they have kavana. You don't have kavana. What do you say? There's certain people who like who always want to drink. So maybe they have das and they're having kavana, then an ekonami. But
like a wine tasting, they give you three cups of wine, and then they say, "Oh, on the ass, we'll give you a fourth after you drink your three cups." So
you what do you say? A wine tasting event?
Like a winery?
No.
You go to a winery, you buy
Yeah, that could be nimlach. I'm saying if it's not which a person doesn't think that could be nimlach, and therefore that could be a issue. Fine. Now. Let's move on to Sevav. In terms of if you, does Yayin get pattered by Birchas HaMazon or not? So in Reish Ches, Mr. Rui gives you the Berlach, gives a very nice sikkum of the four categories of the halachas. So there's one halacha that if somebody Reish Ches of Yizayin, Yayin Yesh Kama Deis Berishayinim. There's kamech chilukim, and I'll give you all them. Ladina, all the sukkam. If you drink wine, not patech asuda. Like, happens all the time. A guy drinks wine, by prayer gafen, like he's drunk, and then he goes and he benches on the wine. So what's the halacha? Does birchas hamazon pater a wine or not? So the halacha brings down that Rabbeinu Yoina, Rashbam, Balmar hold that does pater, and Ban and Ran hold that doesn't pater. But Kapon Bechaber passes clearly that birchas hamazon would yes pater yayin, it's soyed, it's sameach. And therefore wine would be patterned by Birchas HaMazon, and therefore we find the guy benching on Perm on his wine. Category B is, if you drink wine in the middle of the Suda, so do you make Bracha Rishayna?
Yes.
Bracha Achrayna, it's patterned by Birchas HaMazon, it's a chilek of the Suda, and therefore it gets patterned. If you drink wine after the Gemara Suda, if they finish, like, they clear away the tables and they have the Gemara Suda, so there doesn't get pater. So it brings down the Binyan, Rashbam, and Balmar hold his pater. Even though you are Mechavim, the Rosh, Ramban, Ran, says you need a bracha. The fun of Lachar, we don't get to know Birchas HaMazon. So the Maisi says there's not so much Nafkamina because Dakla, we are not Moshe Chadim in a pass, unless he says, let's bench. So then it'll be Tali in the Deus. So then in that case, you should have Das Beferish to Bidik Pirkus Mazin to Pater. So Nachma, if it's Acher Mazin, Dekal, that's on these Machlegas, have Das to Pater, but Dekal's on the Gale. Unless the person said, like, you know, one person said, Rev Sayin of Reich, and then other people said, no, let's not bench. We have some, bring out the alcohol, bring out the booze. So over there, I would say that you need Brach Rishayna, Brach Rishayna, you should have Das Beferish to. Well, the one who said it, yeah. The one who said it, Rev Sayin of Reich. Yeah, it's not a Hebrew, Okay, the most common case, which is negate every single week, if you drink wine before the Suda, so it's come to Ramban, Ran, Balmar, it's not going to be Pater. Going to the Rosh, it would be Pater. The Mechaber Paskins that, by us, speak around that, if you drink wine before the Suda, it's more noita to say that would Pater, Chay Pater is Yain Sifnei Mazin. Even if you have wine during the Suda, Navas, the Berlach is not so happy. The Chila Vadi Nachin, Shechavin, because the Muslim lifter Yain Shasasa. So this Berlach is something we need to get every single Shabbos. That's what he's saying. You make Kiddush, not clear if because the Muslim patters it. Tell you in the Machalik Shishainim. Therefore he says, but Vadi Nachin, the Chila, you should go ahead and that's patter because the Muslim to patter your Kiddush. Which, you know, there's a halacha which is really the guy every single week, and how many people have been doing it till now?
But if you have one doing your
Suda, yeah, so what are the eitzahs? So you can have das, one eitzah is you can have das. There's another eitzah that if you have wine during the Suda, so we saw in the past, we'll see also Kafayim Vav, that there's something called a bracha sling, that if you make a bracha before, and it patters the bracha in the middle of the Suda, so then the Birchas HaMazon would be gur on both of them and pater. So it might be a good minute to start having wine during the Suda. And like this, Mamela Birchas HaMazon will go on it. And it could be a nice, good minug to have. But Friday, anyhow, Mishpur brings down a couple of times. Tichas Shabbos is good. There's a matter of having yayin Tichas Suda. That's Kavach Shabbos. It was a marber, a buster, yayin. Over here he says no one could afford it. No one does that. But nowadays, Baruch Hashem, Tehillim's okay, right? And you're able to afford it. So Lemaisa on Kapanim. Yeah, we better drink wine to Chesuda, and then that'll be the Eitzah, or Lachi, the one should have Das. Let's say somebody has wine about Havdalah before the Suda. You make Havdalah, and then you go out and wash. Why? It's brought down, but some Malka is a mile having right away. You know, there's a mile somewhere like that. To do right away. So the question is Yain Shel Havdalah. So Batsam, Yain Shel Havdalah is no shekels to the Suda, and Batsam you should make a bracha beforehand. Mechaber brings down, you should make a bracha achrona Yain before. If you didn't do it, he says, Imloy Berach Kreid Masu, Levi Akkoy, Defend Berach Zamazin. He says that if you didn't do it before, Mishra brings down, the Maisa is about to Berach Zamazin. And he brings down the Shetzit again, Nochin, Shechavin, the Fight of Berach Zamazin, as Vada Berachis. So as Begav Havdalah, Batsam you should make a bracha achrona right away. Everything is going to be Havdalah. When you're dealing with, if you didn't, then the Avid, he says that you should have a mind to pattern. Yeah, the Bechalach catches by us by Kiddush. He says, that's being it's not clear, because Moshe Patas it, he has another, he said, drink less than a share. Drink less than a share is no Chibach HaChoyna. Then he says, in one of Shach, he got into issues of Shira, because you have to have Moel Logma, which is very obvious, and Kassadik says, ready, and Kassadik says, ready, Shashayla, therefore, the best idea to eat Pater, to drink wine during the Suda, those are the best ideas. Now, there's a, the price can bring down, what about by grape juice? Is it sad to say Yain before the Suda, because Moshe Patas? What's the reason why? It's Oratav Samaychal, it opens the stomach, and therefore the Sata Patras. So Rav Yashiv in his crusade against grape juice says grape juice would not be Oratav Samaychal, bring down Shem and Shem. It'll be like that. That also would not be Oratav Samaychal, therefore maybe, for sure, maybe won't work. The Mimim Sakasna on the hand says maybe that, you know, that it would work. Is it sad to say Kiddush is a little bit better? Because the Chepsa Chelik of the Suda maybe? You know, and there's a big Bikuach amongst the Paiskim. Weiter, if you drink during the Suda, that always is going to be the Eitzah. Anyhow, it's not going to drink during the Suda. You drink during the Suda anyhow, for sure, Brick's Muslim will go on it. And, you know, that definitely would be the more ideal thing to do. If not, definitely the Megillah is not to be Machabar on it, to make a Bracha Chorin on the grape juice. The Megillah is not great, definitely the Megillah is not to. But, you know, it definitely would be more ideal if one would drink beforehand. Yeah, so Zion discusses in terms of drinking. Every time you drink, you mean drinking, is that something which is Machabar Sasuda? So, Chai brings on what she just says. I know, what is this? It's not the office of pass, and therefore you have to make a bracha on any drink during the Suda. Brings on another sheet that says, I know that it's okay, because being that a person doesn't drink on the stomach, and therefore it's because the food's mazik you, therefore it's machlis a Suda, and therefore you would not go out and make a bracha. How do we paskins? So, Mechai paskins that to raise the stock on the suffix. You want to be a good Orthodox Jew and raise the stock on the suffix, what should you do? Yeshiv come to Makam Sudasai, Vivarch Adasash Sudasai. What you should do is you should, before the Suda, you should have Das. Sorry, you should make a bracha. And Adasash Sudasai, you should do it beforehand. Or Mishru brings down, ask somebody else to pat you. Now, Mishru points out when you're doing that, you have to be careful not to have a shir. If you have a shir of Vias, so then you're getting yourself into the Shaila Bracha Chayna. And Kavi Bechsmar doesn't pat through it. So therefore, he says that you should have less than a shear before the Suda, that's the second Lecham. Remember, the Minig is Rishon. The Minig is Rishon is that one is Mekel, and the Minig is that one goes ahead and is Mekel, and does not make a bracha during the Suda. What's the reason why? If you ain't a chiv l'shtia, it don't have machas suda. It's considered davar machas suda, but it says the bats of the minigs, no, the minigs we make, but no, it is machin to be machin, but the minig is be soy to be makel. Now, when you get a whiskey, which people have during a suda, so the magar brings down their day. So what's a shayla? Do you say you don't need a bracha? Why? Because coming lower type is a michael. Therefore, sin machas suda. It's like Paris has come the Aratav Samaychal. And others say that no, the Maisi, you need a bracha. He says, the Emissary Lunik has some Machabalin and Shar Mashkin. The recommendation is coming to the Tildas Lifter. He stays with Zay. He says, Batsam, he would recommend on your whiskey during the Suda, he'd recommend that you should go ahead and eat it beforehand, before the Suda, or take a little bit of sugar to patter it. Al Oyam Noyal Hakal. He's not this way. So the Minigalans and the Minigalans are Yameko.
Say you just like whiskey.
You're drinking it to wash down, to enter the fish. It's not like for the taste.
Yeah, so Shatsir Manvav says, Efsher, Mats, Regan, Kachmai, Yain, Swaf, Achar, Echno, Dog. Efsher, though, that which they take a little bit in between the fish and the meat. Being that it's part of the chelik asuda, you need to do it in order to eat the meat. So if we look as part of suda and whatever. So because basically, one mishpuzin is machlekas, someone who's already having some michael. Is that need a bracha or not? Mishpuzin is machlekas, recommending that one should go out and patter it beforehand. Minigam is the mekel, yesham, amal, lismaikh, and is what to be mekel. It's a miyam from Rabbi Yashar. Let's just make a l'chaim. So that also the ma'isa, even though you das not so much l'aretz Tavis Amichel, it is l'aretz Tavis Amichel, and therefore that's going to be. I once said Berg was years ago. This whole l'aretz Tavis Amichel. Do you know what it means? What? Where like you sit down to eat and like you just like need to get in the mood of eating and you have to like open up your stomach. I understand the word, but you understand like what you understand what you understand what you sit down right now and doing the Ur Tavis Amichel. I just wanna that's what you guys do?
I'd rather have the steak first.
What? What?
It make it easier to eat
and somebody raise their hands. How many people over here when they sit down to a meal, like they have something like to help them, the Ur Tavis Amichel to help them eat?
No, it's not
no, do people do that?
Doesn't mean you have to do it with
the
means that the things
that
you see
are
something
that like
grapefruit.
I understand, and you notice I'm grateful now, you're able to eat more once you have the grapefruit. Like, you notice the difference? You know that? What?
How do they do it?
Alcohol does that also.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I'm saying. So all these things you want to do, you have to have kavanah l'aretz Tavis Amichel, or it's totally the Messias l'aretz Tavis Amichel. Like, so like Dayan Fisher, he said he has Dayan Fish is there, no one knows what they're doing. I think he said something like it's totally b'chefza maybe, later. Well, I haven't seen something much more kavanah dek. If you go kavanah dek, nothing's l'aretz Tavis. I don't think, I mean, maybe some people do l'aretz Tavis. I mean, I guess it depends on how much you're trying to eat, how long you're eating, and maybe have shorter meals than you guys. Well, trying to, I sense qual the appetizer in the cooking book, but it, like, whips appetite, like, you have a problem, like, you're not hungry, and then all of a sudden, like, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't have these issues. Maybe. I don't know. What? So, come on, Benegay whiskey. Mr. Rubin brings down. Machalikis, l'aretz Tavis, Machalikis. The difference on that says that's, I don't know how good it is, but if you drink at the end of the Suda, it's the Vada, it's just coming back, help you digest it. That's not cool. That for sure we need a bracha.
Why is that different than the
Yain?
Right?
What do you say,
what? Why is that different than the Yain? That's more perfect than the discussion that doesn't change. It's always different Suda no matter what.
Why exactly? We'll discuss after. So basically, whiskey in the middle of the Suda, he's saying, Yesh ma'alissimaych, maybe like you patter, better to patter it. After the Suda, he wants to go make a bracha. Now, I'm going to get coffee and tea, right? And I get the cacao. So he says that. So, share with this whole thing with this drinking thing is, like, he's using that coffee. He talks about coffee after the Gemara Suda. Let's talk about coffee for a second in the middle of the Suda. So, I have a coffee, let's say, for breakfast, right? Now, the reason why I take the coffee during the Suda is I don't do it because I need a drink, usually. It's just, that's when I'm eating, right? So, the question is that any shaykh is a Suda or don't make a Suda? What? Sit down, four course meal. No. It's like what I'm eating, whatever I'm eating, or I'm not eating, or when it's on the go, or eating, whatever it is, whatever the situation is. But the reason I'm having a coffee is just because I'm having a coffee. You know, it has nothing to do with, like, I'm eating, I'm not eating. I've now been eating, so I'll take the coffee. Let's say I wouldn't eat, right? I'll just take a coffee, right? I'm taking the coffee, Manashak, right? So now, let's say what I'm going to Mir Daniel, there's cookies and there's a coffee. Okay, that's not a good case because cookies doesn't matter. But if I would watch, and I take the coffee every morning. So let's say, well, now one day I'm washing. So now, the coffee is part of the Suda?
Yeah.
I take a coffee whether I eat or don't eat. I take a coffee in the morning. Sometimes I eat, sometimes I don't eat. So, right, in order to wake me up. So now today I'm washing and I have a coffee also. That what? Right.
So he says that everything before then is considered, it's actually morning constitution and nothing so shy as the hearing you. But if you didn't want to do it, that's
good. Okay, so there's one thing like this. If the reason I'm waiting for the Suda, okay, it's much like this. If I'm waiting for the Suda in order to, you know, just because it's, I want to eat, I have it during the Suda for whatever reasons, then for sure it's Potter. That's Bora, right? That's going to be Potter. Let's say they still got a kid, let's say I'm thirsty. I'm going to wait to the Suda to drink. I really take a cup of water. But I'm just going to wait to the Suda because I might as well do it together with the bread. It's not mamish the mechaber. Why? That's also. What? Why the mechaber is.
And
also,
you're thirsty, and you're
thirsty. It's also about mazikor.
The first part of the
suya. That's the mechaber's case. Mechaber says, "But he's going to ask because me mazikor, right? I mean, eating it, the coffee. You know, if I have a coffee, it hurts my stomach. So I might take some bread or something to whatever. Then you know, that'd be definitely considered machmas." Let's say you buy a chasna.
Well,
it's not tough. I want both. I mean breakfast. Nervous when I take a coffee. Let's take coffee every time. Let's say take cookies and coffee, right? So why are you having a cake? I'm having a cake because a coffee by itself hurts your stomach, but it's not cookie tough all that. You know, whatever. You're pretty happy to have a cake too, you know? An excuse to have the cake, right? So then you wouldn't say, you know, it would not be considered tough. Because it is a siba why I'm doing it in the meal also, whether it's because why I'm eating it, you know, that definitely be considered machos asuda. The question is, if it's mamish, no reason, machos asuda, you know, then you can clear it. And then there's,
what?
If what? What do you mean? Right, so if I'm taking the coffee in the suda as opposed to before the suda, because once I'm eating, I like to drink also. I have to have a coffee and I want to eat, so I'll put them, make a shidduch, and you do it together. There's partially you go ahead and make a bracha. The question is, if let's say I have two drinks, I have like, let's say, I have my orange juice and my coffee, right? So that's, I'll just do another case, okay? I have a cold a lot of times in the winter, right? So, when I learn at home, I take a lot of teas. Let's say I wash, and I eat, and then I take three teas. I like to. Huh?
I still need to
what? Huh?
Why is it in the
what do you say? I'd say this this morning, okay? So I washed every time I washed, and then like I took a tea, and then like a half hour later, I took another tea. And then I didn't bench yet. And then I took a morning coffee. And then I took a third tea. So the question is, what? And then I come on, we still have a little bit of a sniffle, but you know. And you know, as it goes longer, whatever. But so the question is, so what's the story with those? Is those does that have any shaykhs to the suda? You should take a little sugar. If it's acher the suda, and it just lachal amazin, so it's not like a shamashkin. Definitely wants to make a brachah shayna of any mukhach. Now, says why is that mukhach? I didn't say remember why is that mukhach?
Might be left to digest food.
Huh?
Oh, this is
sharis. Right. So the question is like, by this tea, is any shaykh the sharis? It's mamish not.
The Mishra Brice.
What? What do you say?
Let's go. Let's say I'm on my
12th tee. Okay, on my 12th tee. You think I have to make a bracha or not? What? What? Because no sheikh is best into the suda. Because I'm taking the tea because I have a cold. What do you say? He says, by coffee, he wants to say, after Gemara Suda, it's not like Shamashkin, and therefore he wants to make a bracha, and you know, he says, not bracha, therefore definitely pater sugar. So definitely have to pater sugar for sure. The question is maybe even more. You know, maybe it's something who says no shaykhs. That's because what?
What did Rabbi do with my son? Fifth day.
Pater with sugar. No, because what are you saying? What are you asking? What? Lacha suda, because we're saying that's still a part of the suda. I'm still drinking machmas suda and still chayik of suda. But here, look. Let's say I wash, right? Like this amount of bread. Like I make a basin worth of bread, and I have 12 teas, right? So like, it's a little kosher about some, right? I just didn't bench because it didn't get around. What is that? Well, so then I hear the reason why I'm drinking it is maybe why am I? I can hear that a little more. Well, I'm thirsty, and it's part of the suda, Michael and Shtia. Oh yeah, I'm not thirsty at all. I'm just doing this. This is my medication, right? Okay, let's say the therapist says you have to have 4 or 5. You went to Baba Sally and he told you have to have 6 cups of whatever. Yeah. Or so you're not drinking it, and it just happened that you need your 6 cups during the day, and everything's gonna be good. Okay, so you happen to wash today, and now you have your 6 cups. So the 6 cups are machmas and suda. I don't know. I'm saying, I don't know if it has any shaykhus to the suda. You definitely have to pattern, maybe even more.
Once you're drinking them during suda, my sets come to as tails for the eichel.
Your 6th cup.
Yeah. Any time person's having a coffee.
Hey, this amount of food and 6 cups.
You started to have it now during your suda.
I happen to have washed this morning. Okay, so now I have to have my 6 cups. So I have 6 cups. So
it's like drinking a cup of medicine. I'm not supposed to drink it.
The first cup was right. The first 2 cups, maybe out because I'm eating and it's going to stomach and I'm going to digest. At some point, we're just not that, right?
People have coffee dessert. You're drinking bracha that coffee?
So coffee dessert, Mr. Rosen, you're not like this. So coffee dessert. Maybe bracha is not going to pato with sugar, coffee dessert. Now, you could maybe make a case with mine that might be a little bit different. And as why does a person have coffee for why do you have coffee for dessert? Flacco or it's more?
It's not part of the meal either, though. What? It's not part of the meal. It's either lacco or it's dessert. No one's having a drink
black meal. During the meal, purely for
coffee. Why not? Let's say my milk.
Right, that's what I'm discussing. It happens to be, so if there's a reason why I'm having it in the meal, because it's bad for my stomach to have it stomach like a black coffee, then for sure. That's a shy. When bad smells, no shaykhs. What?
Ice coffee or...
Okay, now we got ice cream. Running out of time. When we get ice cream, we discuss whether... Rav Moshe says the maska, therefore you only need to make a bracha on that. Chokolov Kalapais can be say very nice the maska, but it's not nothing to do with the suda, like we're discussing. You just have ice cream, call it a maska, but no shaykh is a suda. It's just like a nice sweet thing. And therefore they want to say you make a bracha. Like we mentioned before, some try to eat it together with bread. We don't understand how that works because it's not really shidduch with pas. And, you know, wash it at work. And Kipshuta, you make a bracha. Some are Chosh and Shabbos and Yontav, you haven't made Kiddush, that has the Namaskar, and Yayin Patash HaMaskar, so maybe we'll patter that. Maybe over there, we might be a little more welcome to go ahead and patter it with a Shahakol. Now, Benigeya, having Paris in the Suda, so the question basically is that if you're having Paris, do you say that it's going to be... Patrin is Suda or Chayim is Suda? What's the Shaila? Based on this Mangama. Well, Rams is something of it is coming to Earth, have some Eichel. Day has been a Chayim. It does work, doesn't work. Minigalam is not to make a bracha. Yeshem Alismich. Better to make a bracha before, but Yeshem Alismich. So the question is when we come with Paris, Teichel Suda, do we say, have a something of a first course, do you say that's Barlar to have some Eichel or not? So they say the Metzias is sweet things apparently don't, like a melon or. Sweet melon or something like that, honeydew, cantaloupe, things like that. Those things are not lara tevis amaychol. Therefore, that stam for sure you should make a bracha. Where there is a bikuach, something like a grapefruit. Do you say that lamaisa is lara tevis amaychol, and therefore you should make a bracha? Or lamaisa, like we said before, no one knows that they're doing lara tevis amaychol. Therefore, maybe you should make a bracha. So shev levim vav chavalav is more on the side, more than to say they do make a bracha. Either way, it'd be better to do beforehand, because like the whiskey shayla, or Tervis Michael does a pat or not pat you, it'd be better to take a less than a share beforehand, that l'choladeis, because Tervis Michael is l'chalikis. So it'd be better to do it beforehand. If you didn't, so sweet, you definitely make a bracha. If it's not sweet, there's l'chalikis, you know, l'chalikis apayiskim, whether you make a bracha, you know, the shayla wants to say maybe you do make a bracha, I think Mr. Krauss wants to say maybe you don't, it's machas asuda, it's Tervis Michael. and which depends on what type of suda, and you know, definitely would not be pasha ashayla. Fine, okay, stamp here. So let me just start the caffeine valve. What's the challenge?